recording better have been in progress. No,
that's what I'm saying.
It's all good.
Yeah, no, I put them in just like a week or so ago, and yeah, I'm very happy. It's my new color. I was changing my hair a lot because I was trying to find the right one. Like, I was trying to find what worked. And I wanted to keep the bleached eyebrows, and I was like, but this dark hair doesn't work for it for me. I don't know what to do. And then I started mixing a bunch of orange because I'm just like, orange should be my favorite color, even though it isn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like
really,
a deep orange.
I love how I can like think of our friendship in chapters of hairstyles. Which is
it's
really
true.
Funny. There was one fall where you had like a deep green, and you looked like a character. It was so good.
I did have deep green hair. I do love a dark green. That's also another hair color that I really like. But I've never tried orange all the way through, so I'm happy with this orange. It's been fun. There were some blonde pieces in here.
Yeah,
it's
I love
the
bleached brow.
Yes, I'm obsessed with the bleached brow. Yeah, it's a little knotted, but whatever. Anyway.
No, you look great. You look great.
Thank you. And my arms, I'm like, my muscles are coming through. They're really sore, but like.
Come on, muscle mommy season.
But like, look at this. Like, I just.
No, I think you're more jacked than I am.
Like, Dennis, please. Dennis, come on. All right.
All right, back up.
Why are you wearing the hat? Why did you cover your bang?
I don't know. Okay, so this hat, I honestly feel like it's been my security blanket for the past maybe 2 weeks. I wore it all throughout my trip. Yeah.
Where did you go?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I just came back from a trip. So I went on a little birthday trip to New York, and then I went to L.A. It was amazing. I spent my birthday in New York. I had a beautiful time with my friends. And then we all flew to L.A. And then we spent some time, downtown L.A. And then we also went to a place called Joshua Tree. I'm not sure if you've heard of it before.
I've heard of Joshua Tree.
Fucking loved it.
Are you an LA girly now?
It. You know what? You know what? I might be. Okay,
because
so
I've been thinking about it too. Like, every fucking place that I say I will never move to, I always move to. So I'm just gonna stop saying that shit. I'm just gonna stop saying it.
Yeah, I remember I went to LA when I was in my teens, and I didn't like it. But granted, I was with parents. Like, we were going anywhere cool. So when I had the chance to experience LA on my own, like with my own money, with my own time, it was great. It's great. You just have to drive everywhere, which is the only downside.
Oh, how? Okay. Not me refusing to get a license.
I know. But no, my trip was amazing. I turned 31. Feels great. A couple other updates. I don't have a job.
Wait, what?
I quit my job.
Do this shit out of nowhere. You'll tell me you quit your job, and I'm like, are we okay about this?
Yeah, no, I think it was for the
pizza. Wow, she is fucking it up behind you.
Pizza
is fucking it up. Pizza is Dennis's cat. She looked to me like, yes. Can I help you? She's like, I don't come to your job and smack the dicks out of your mouth.
Out of your mouth. Stop it. I quit my job. I'm feeling good about it. I think now I have a lot more time to focus and like recenter into things that I actually want to be doing. And I think the job that I left, there's so much more tea, but like,
we'll talk about it behind the scenes.
We'll talk about it behind the scenes. Maybe it might be on the Patreon. Who knows?
True.
Yeah. And
boss is a patron just so you can see the tea.
it seems like, anyway. I'm feeling good about this. I think I just had to try my previous job just to know that, like, I didn't want to do it.
That's fair.
And I figured that out. So here we are. We're back at square one trying to figure things out, but that's okay. Might be taking classes. Who knows?
In what?
I don't know. I've just been looking at, like...
If you want to
share. Yeah. I've just been looking at some continuing education courses at my local college and university just to see, like, what options are open. And there are plenty of options open. There are so many programs that give you, like, $40,000 grants for a two-year program, which is, like, kind of insane. So I'm going to look into that. And I'm feeling very excited about stuff, which... usually happens when you quit a job. But yeah, no, I'm feeling good about it. Feeling good. Fuck, have you been?
No, yeah, good. Oh.
Oh,
I went to the concert.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's one of the topics. One of the topics that I'm going to bring up later.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about
it
later.
If you want to save all your thoughts, yeah.
I'll save my thoughts for later. But I did go to the concert in New Orleans. In NOLA, baby. And it was my first time in New Orleans. New Orleans has always been my dream city to go to.
You have been talking about it for a
while. I think I can only spend 5 days there because that place is wild.
Crazy.
True debauchery. Like, truly, I was like, this place is... unhinged, and I need to cleanse my
to
spirit
go.
After
yeah,
being
yeah.
here. I gotta go
for sure. Yeah,
but it was great. Loved it.
You went with
Caitlin. Had a really fun time. Yes, I went with my pal, one of my besties, and a couple of her pals, and it was a lot of fun. Went ziplining.
Cute.
You know, I love a little adventure. I love a zip line. I love a zip line.
I love a funny zip line. Yeah.
Right?
That's real.
And yeah, so that
I have
was
a question
fun.
For you.
Oh, yes.
Are you more of, when you're on trips like this, I guess it's very,
here we go.
Situational. No, it's not like, no, it's nothing like that. But like, my question is, are you more of a traveler or a vacationer?
I knew you were going to ask me that because here's the thing. I'm a bit of a mix because I do like to do things there. Like, I did Europe by myself this year. Mostly, and I enjoyed getting to just go to the beach at times and read, but also, like, I went to a salsa bar in Germany. I got to go to a park there and hang out with people. I got to go to my favorite art museums in Madrid just so I could see some paintings that I really wanted to see. So, like, I do always appreciate, like, an experience for sure.
Yeah.
Any city that I'm in, like, I like to do, like, those cheesy bus tours.
You have to.
Bus tours, ghost tours, zip lining, city tour, like stuff like that. I just like to do that stuff. So I definitely say, like, yeah, travel, experience that, or just like meet new people and get to go somewhere interesting in the town. But also, I want to chill. I want to relax.
Same.
Can I get a? I got a massage in Sicily from this grandma that, like, she fucked my shit up, but it was in a good way. But
yeah,
I was like, wow, I am full. Everything is out. Like, y'all just don't care. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
so,
I don't know.
I'm a mix, but I'd say I lean more towards, maybe more towards vacationing than traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to have, like, an itinerary necessarily, but I like to have options.
Like a to-do
like
list.
A skeleton.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You?
I think it's so interesting when you, like, travel with friends and you finally realize what kind of traveler you are.
I had to learn this the hard way with my besties. And I'm like, I still love y'all. But you would be...
But we're not traveling together anymore.
We're not traveling together anytime soon. Unless we all know specifically is... No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think I'm a mix of both. I would say the same as you. But maybe veering more towards the experiencing part. Like, whenever we go somewhere new, I always like to integrate with the locals and see what they're doing. Alongside, like, looking at all the tourist traps and stuff, just so I can say that I've seen them. And then I love just having a day on vacation, on, like, a trip to just stay inside. Like, one day just to stay inside.
Yes. There needs to be at least one.
Yeah.
But I definitely am kind of restless when I travel to places, so I don't want to just be inside for sure. Like, I definitely do go out a lot just because I'm I want to see the city.
You want to see? Yeah. I didn't pay this much to just, like, stay inside. Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Yeah. So excited to be back for the second episode, for the third season.
Yeah. Are we going to be doing every week? Is that what we agreed on?
I think so. Yeah, we're going to be doing every week. Initially, we agreed on bi-weekly, but uh-oh. I don't think.
We've been cursed.
With what?
We've been cursed. We've been cursed.
With what?
Dennis is frozen. Dennis.
Oh, am I frozen?
Is frozen. Dennis is frozen. Dennis
hello?
Is frozen. Dennis is frozen. Dennis is frozen. Dennis, you froze. You froze
so
for
sorry.
So long.
I'm so sorry. I just kept on talking. Just
no,
kept
you're,
on talking.
It wasn't your fault.
That was
it
weird.
Wasn't your fault. I was just like singing to myself.
Yeah, you were like, we are cursed. I was like, why are we cursed?
You could hear me?
Yeah. Until I like came in the last second. I was like, why are we cursed? What's going on? But no, we're good. Yeah, super excited to be back for the second episode of the third season. Getting a lot of good feedback about the first episode, which I'm really excited about. And why don't we just hop into the topics after a quick break?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh my god, you're getting so much better at these.
I practice.
Wait, Dennis, are you using your mic?
Oh,
Dennis.
Sad story about that.
Dennis!
It broke, so I have to find a new one.
How did it break?
Girl, I don't know. I came back and I left it on the table here, and when I came home from my vacation, it was on the floor, so naturally, I looked at the cat, and I was like, you fucking bitch. She, like, has a habit of knocking things over tables.
Yeah, no, both of my cats like to do that shit.
So I have to figure out what's wrong with it, or send it back to Jeff Bezos and get him to fix it personally.
Damn.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we are mic-less for today, but...
We're gonna
figure it out next week. Don't
we
worry.
Better figure it out.
Don't even worry about it. It's gonna be fixed. It's gonna be fixed. So that being said, we're gonna take a quick little break, and when we come back, I have a whole slew of stuff that I want to talk about. But it's all like, it's all encompassing under one main umbrella
Dennis,
topic.
It's okay. We don't gotta explain it.
We'll be back. Fuck. Apparently did not get better, but thanks
to you did.
I did.
Oof. All right.
We're back.
We are bickety bick bick boop.
Wait, I was gonna say the same
thing. Black.
I
meant back, but then it was like I couldn't help it. I had to say black. Anyway.
No, I got it. Welcome back, everyone. So this week's episode, there's like an overarching theme that I kind of connected the dots after listing all of these. And I think it's pretty apt considering the timing of the year. And it's all about like letting things go. I know.
Brother, this guy stinks.
I need to find that audio. Oh,
SpongeBob.
You're welcome. It's plankton. I know exactly.
Is it plankton?
Yeah.
Or is it some random fish? Was it plankton?
Oh, it might have. They sound the same. It might have been the same voice actor.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody was voicing all of that. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yes.
Oh
okay,
God. I fucking love the audio. Okay. So, with a new season upon us, new eras upon us, blah blah blah, comes the end of things. And
Dennis, and the please, comes the end of things.
Does it not? So,
Dennis.
So the most important thing that I think has ended recently has been the Renaissance Tour. And
yes.
With that,
yes.
Also came the 10-year anniversary of Beyoncé at the Super Bowl. Crazy.
Oh my god, it's already been 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild.
Also, it's been 10 years since the self-titled album came out.
Oh.
where were you when?
No, because I remember exactly what I was doing.
I sat up. I was in bed, got up, and was like, what? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That was me.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was when I realized that I was a stan.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was before then.
Yeah.
And then I realized. I was like, oh my God.
It was the awakening for so many people, which I completely understand.
It really was. It really was.
So with the end of the Renaissance tour.
Working 9 to 5 just to stay alive. Working 9 to 5 just to stay alive.
I love that song. I love that song.
What goes around comes around, comes around. Oh, fuck,
so
I love that
good.
Song.
So good. So why don't we take the time to talk about our Renaissance concert experiences? And
yes.
I'd like you to go first because it's so fresh in your brain.
It was fantastic. I loved it. It was great. There was a girl next to me that didn't have a fan but could hear us with our fans. And she was like, clank it! Clank it! Clank! 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 I have the audio somewhere. She was just like, Beyonce! It's like, yep.
That concert literally changed my life in the way that I view concerts. And I don't think that...
It was great.
I don't think that I'll be able to go to another concert and not compare it.
Always. She also, though, I was worried because when she first started talking, she sounded like me. Like, she sounded hoarse.
Little hoarse, yeah.
Like, she was like... I was like, ooh. But then she started Dangerously in Love. And apparently, it's been years since she's performed that live.
Yeah, she never does.
That song is my, like, core Beyonce memory.
Same.
One of.
Same.
Because my sister fucking played that album all the fucking time. My older sister played that album all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I enjoyed it as well. So, when she started, I was like, yeah, my relation and connection to the sun. With you next to me, there's no...
So good.
Oh, I fucking love that song.
How did she... When she came out, did she say NOLA or did she say New Orleans?
She obviously said... I think she said New Orleans. Mm. Or she said Louisiana. And then, yeah, when she was doing Formation, she was like, kept repeating the Mama Louisiana, Mama Louisiana. And we were really fucking loud. It was a lot. Like, when she first came out, we were clapping for a very long time. And then on top of that, she... Yeah, when Blue came out, we were freaking out, of course. Sorry you guys didn't get to have Blue.
No, we didn't. Sorry. It's so sad. Did you guys get the big three? Like, did you get Thick, All Up In Your Mind, and
Is that what everybody's calling the big three?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's part of the concert that was either omitted or put in, depending on the location. So for Toronto, for both days, she didn't do either of the big three. Like, she didn't do All Up In Your Mind, Drunk In Love, and Thick.
We got those ones, yeah.
Lucky.
We got all of them.
Lucky, lucky, lucky.
What was supposed to be the last show?
Yeah.
So it was sold out, actually, too, which is kind of wild.
Damn.
Yeah. And then, what else? Yeah, I think Jay-Z was there.
Oh, yeah, Jay-Z was freaking out. Jay-Z was at Toronto as well.
And then...
It's just so crazy to feel, not only, like, to see, but to feel the actual energy that this woman commands in person.
Yeah, the Mute Challenge was really fun. When we all stopped, I was really... Everybody was so fucking happy. And then the minute we all started cheering, it was, like, the biggest celebration. I was like, who do people do this for?
Who else can set an entire stadium... silent.
Yeah.
You guys won the challenge, no? You guys won that, like,
apparently.
Challenge? Damn, I'm so jealous.
Did we?
Yeah, I think
of
so.
Of course Nola
I
did.
I think Nola did. And Nola, Louisville.
And Atlanta.
Atlanta in one of the,
yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is that leading up to it, that whole day before, the night before, we were doing the Mute Challenge in random places.
Yeah.
Like, I was in the middle of the street with just hundreds of people also singing. We were singing the Breakdown of Heated in full,
yeah.
Screaming it.
Yeah.
And then somewhere else, it was, yeah, the Mute Challenge. When we were at the concert getting ready to go in, somebody was like, look around, everybody on.
Yeah.
Like, we were all like.
Yeah, on the way to the concert, so many people were doing it in Toronto as well. Man, what a good... if I could relive that evening, I 100% would.
I would. It was so much fun walking into the venue, seeing how dressed up everybody was. Yes.
Did you buy your...
I was wearing tassel.
Oh, I saw. You looked great.
Yes. I was wearing nothing. I was giving Disco Cowgirl, which I was really excited about.
I love it.
Had like a hat with lights on it, a cowgirl hat, silver with lights on it, and then a black two-piece outfit, all fringy and whatnot.
I love
some nice gloves with some studs on them.
Love it.
Yeah.
Did you buy your movie ticket?
Yes.
Oh.
Bitch.
Nice. I love that.
I'm kidding. It's on my to-do list for my sister, but yeah.
Nice.
We're gonna go for the VIP viewing. I got a fan, finally.
Oh, you got a heated fan?
I bought a fan. Nice. Yes, I do. It's hanging up on my wall.
Hot.
And then I got a tour, a long sleeve shirt.
Girl, I was so close to getting green. I was so close to getting the tour book, but it was $120.
I wanted to get those damn thick shorts.
Shorts! Oh.
And they didn't have my size. I was so fucking sad.
Next tour. I mean, she is going to be...
probably selling it online, maybe?
No, I think she's releasing her South American tour.
People keep saying that.
Yeah. Another thing that people keep saying, and this also ties into the end of things, is that... so she's stopping Ivy Park with Adidas.
Now, that makes sense.
The only thing is, she said specifically with Adidas. So that means that she's going to be partnering with someone else. And I think I know who she's going to be partnering with for all of her sportswear. I think it's going to be Telfar.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's really exciting. Another thing. So...
all these divorces?
Yes.
Did I just read your mind?
Yes. What
I
the
try
fuck?
To get all up in your mind.
No, you're all up in my mind. Because that all of these divorces is crazy.
What?
Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner.
Ooh, that was messy. That one is very messy.
Did you read the trial stuff or the...
No, what? I'm keen enough to see a tweet every once in a while, enough to do my own research.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I was roped into reading some of the legal stuff.
You were
stuff.
Roped in, really?
No, me fully, I'm Googling on my own accord. I was roped in by myself.
You're holding the rope.
Yeah. Literally. Apparently so they have two kids, I believe.
Yes, they do.
And they, because of Joe, were not able to stay in one living situation for more than 2 weeks. And they had to move different cities and countries.
Because he's touring.
Because he's touring. And there were so many things that show that Sophie Turner really stepped up as a mom and did her best. And the way that Joe tried to vilify her in the media. And also, the way that Sophie found out that they were getting a divorce was through the media. Imagine finding that out.
Wait, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Let me look it up just to. That's what I said.
Girl.
So here, Sophie Turner divorce.
Me not wanting to put a jacket on because I'm obsessed with my arms.
This is... No, babe. You should... No, don't even wear a jacket. Show them off.
I'm cold.
Oh, blanket. So yeah, they've been having a really heated divorce battle, which is so it's so hard to go through in the public
heated.
Eye.
Heated. Oh.
Let's see how many.
I'm sorry. Every single time.
Let's see how many times we can connect Beyonce.
Okay. Back. Every time we do it, we have to take a puff.
Yeah. I gotta get a joint then. God damn. Let's see. Okay, let's look up their divorce timeline.
This is wild.
Like,
I just want to say as well, man, yeah, I feel for anyone going through a divorce. I couldn't really see myself getting married, so I can't fully relate on that level, but common compassion, y'all. Like, it's doesn't seem like it's easy.
Yeah.
Having to, like, uproot your whole life, especially when you have children together.
Yeah, it says here, Sophie...
And then everyone is in the public seeing it.
And reacting to it.
Having their own opinion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like we're doing now. Yeah. We're not acting like we're not doing it, y'all.
No, I'm guilty. So it says here...
I'm guilty.
Sophie Turner found out in the media that Joe Jonas was divorcing her. Attorneys for the star wrote in a petition that she learned the musician had filed for a divorce through reports by the media. And that's so terrifying. Like, finding out.
That is wild.
On the news that you're getting a divorce.
That is wild.
So there's a whole timeline here, and I just never liked that guy. To be honest with you, I never liked Joe Jonas. I was more of a Nick Jonas girl. I just never liked him.
I just never liked him.
I'm gonna be brave and say it.
I would
be brave and say it. I never liked him. That's my new thing. I've been saying, you know what? I'm going to be brave. I'm going
to
be brave
I'm
and
gonna
say
actually,
it.
I'm going to start doing that. Because truly, I start to just say stuff that I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to say what I feel. And some of y'all are going to like it. And I don't care if some of y'all don't like it. Or me. Thanks.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Also, yeah. No. Okay. I will... Yeah, something about him just seemed like if you're that young and have that much. Oh my God, I was about to say something so terrible.
Say okay, it, wait. Girl.
Okay, because if you're that young and you have that much notoriety and all the girls want you, you know, it can kind of warp your sense of your ego. It can kind of make it a lot bigger, right?
Absolutely.
I'm like, Kevin, people. Notoriously, you know, weren't really about Kevin, so that kind of humbled him in a way.
Yeah.
And Nick had diabetes, so I feel like he had a personal struggle.
Anyway.
He had a personal struggle.
Yeah.
Joe, what the heck was going on with Joe?
Okay. What the hell, Joe? This
is so inappropriate.
Who else filed for a divorce? Jeannie Mai and Young Jeezy. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean
wait.
To laugh at that. I'm
That's
sorry.
That girl from that talk show, right?
The. Not The View. The
Real?
The Real.
The Real. The Talk.
The
four ladies girl. Chatting. The Girls Room.
Not The Girls Room. The Real. Yeah, it's called The Real.
The Real. Okay.
So they were together for 2.5 years.
Oh, that's it? Oh, wow. I thought.
Yeah. And
no, I really have a question. Why y'all be getting married when you like that's so fast? Anyway, you know what? Actually, it's not my place to judge. It's not my place to judge.
And you know what everyone's been saying? So he's the one that filed for divorce.
Okay.
And it's usually like I've been reading that when the guy files for the divorce, it's seen to be more.
Not you literally Google it. You're so full of shit. What? Not this gender essentialist nonsense. I cannot stand it. No, go ahead. No, keep going.
No,
read it.
John,
read
I
it.
I was going to say.
No, read it.
I don't
read
know
it.
What I'm gonna say with that. But. This is a mess. Who else? Oh, Britney Spears. And
So you're not going to read it.
Nah,
so you're not gonna read
I closed it.
It.
No, I closed it.
When the guy files for divorce. Girl!
As soon as those words left my mouth, I was like, maybe you shouldn't continue that sentence. Who else?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Britney. But, like, you know what? Britney. I have nothing to say, actually.
Yeah, same.
Sometimes
same.
You just gotta know.
Ariana Grande and her
oh yeah
partner.
And people are calling her a serial cheater and that she's not a girl's girl.
Yeah. How do we feel about that? Like
what the fuck is a girl's girl? Y'all leave that Vanessa Lachey bullshit out of your friendships. Stop it. Okay.
I mean, if you come out with a song Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm bored.
Yeah, also that y'all are shocked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how are you shocked that she would be acting this kind of way?
But also, yeah, I don't know. I just really find that whenever people are like, you're not really behaving like a girl's girl. It's like, so I cannot judge any woman without, like, women get off scot-free all the time just because we all, feminism. Girl, stop.
Right.
No.
Right. Right.
If you're acting an ass or foul, I would say that. And also, Ariana Grande, like, y'all need to get more upset with these dudes. Or not more upset, but, like, they also hold a burden of responsibility.
Absolutely.
Because if you're with someone or you're dating someone and they are married and you know that, yeah, you have a bit of responsibility there. But also, that person continuing things with you, they're the ones who made those commitments too.
There you go.
You're being incredibly selfish by getting in between these people, sure. But, like, the person made promises and didn't keep them. I don't know.
God damn, also, there were so many divorces in 2023. So also, listen, what? Go ahead.
Planets came back in from retrograde and everybody looked at their partners and were like, you know what? I'm kidding.
You know, they're like, you know what? I actually don't like you.
I don't.
And you smelly. Mm-hmm. No, I've... Anyway. It's just like, it's... this is such a conversation that I'm having with so many people. Like, they're really... Everyone is really reevaluating, and I think it's always around this time of year. Like, I left my job. Season? No, it's just like, everything's like... It's like a... Everyone's, like, reassessing their lives.
Yeah.
I guess you could frame it as, like, cuffing season.
Have dealt with breakups as well, not just divorces, yeah. But breakups.
Yeah.
Quite a few people ending friendships.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that going around.
You know what else is going around?
What?
Let's talk about the bedbugs in Paris. So...
What?
You didn't know about this? Oh, I'm so happy.
I don't want to do this. What? No, we can do this. Go ahead.
Don't go to Paris. Anyone, don't go to Paris. Please don't go to Paris, France. Please. So,
are you spreading misinformation?
No, Khadijah, I'm being very serious and earnest about...
You got
my tone came out of nowhere.
I was like, Jesus, sorry. Damn, okay, I believe you.
No, I'm being dead serious. Like,
okay.
Don't go to Paris. Because Paris is currently the epicenter of a bed bug outbreak. Like an infestation. I'm not joking. And do you know, can I tell you, I've done so much research about this. So
why was this the story that you were like, no, I had to, what?
Because it's just, it's so shitty to deal with that, like, people need to take precautions. So okay. Paris Fashion Week. I know.
Dis-moi.
Exactly. So Paris Fashion Week, they're deeming Paris Fashion Week as a super spreader event.
What?
Because so many people travel to Paris during that time.
Yes.
And bring it back to where they came from.
Bring it to Paris from where they came from?
No, bring it to wherever they came from Paris. So bedbugs can travel, like, in your luggages. And, like, on your clothes. And in Paris, like, there's... The infestation is so bad that they're in the trains, they're in the hotels, they're in the airports. No one is safe. I'm not joking. And,
there are people in Paris listening to this right now, like... are you fucking... What the fuck?
Yeah.
Tabarnak. Fucking Canadian.
No, literally, like, it was all over the news about how Paris Fashion Week is such a super spreader event and people are bringing bed bugs back to their home countries because there are so many influencers, there's so many celebrities, there's celebrities that have a whole team coming with them to Paris, and
they gotta stay somewhere. Yep.
They gotta stay somewhere, and you know what? Some of these places, like, don't even do, like, a good enough clean of the spot. So whenever you, like, step into any new Airbnb, you gotta check the mattresses. You gotta, like, put your luggage in the bathtub. You can't put your luggage, like, on the ground. You gotta use, like, the little rack thing that they put in your little hotel rooms. And like,
this is too much.
No, it's a lot. Like, it's kind of insane. And people are saying that if you travel from Paris, chances are you'll have to get rid of all your clothes.
No. Especially not the clothes that you wore to Fashion Week.
Especially the clothes you wore to Fashion Week. The only way to get rid of bed bugs, surefire,
is to burn everything.
Is, I am not joking. That is literally the reason. That is literally the only way. You have to, like, kill them through heat. Heated. Fuck.
Oh, whoa.
Gotta take a hit. And so, all's that to say,
don't go to Paris.
Don't go to Paris. Don't go to fucking Paris. Don't go
to
Paris.
Are you happy to be in Paris? Are you happy to be in Paris?
So, ain't that crazy?
I'm dead.
Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit indeed.
Ain't that some shit. So literally you could see, there have been photos released of like downtown Paris and everyone's mattress is like on the street.
This is wild.
And I don't know if you've ever dealt with bed bugs before, but it is so traumatic of an experience. No.
Oh my god.
I love CJ. Do you know she's like so famous in Asia?
That's interesting. There are a lot of stars like that. Like Kelly Rowland's really famous in Japan.
A Marie is famous in Japan.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. I actually don't know. I don't know if she is, but I just know that she's more popular in Asia than she is in America.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I had something
that I
actually...
Doesn't she look like... Oh, go for it.
No, go.
Doesn't A-Marie look exactly like Kourtney Kardashian?
Oh my god.
Anyway, that's it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
She...
Like, you... They, like, they've never been in the same place. I'm just gonna say that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian moonlighting as a pop star.
As a black pop star.
Kourtney Kardashian came out with
Kourtney Kardashian singing one thing. It's this one thing that got me sipping. This one thing's got me tripping a bit. This one, like, I can't even fathom. Oh my god. Anyway.
What's the one thing that you wanted to bring up?
Well, I wanted to ask about. Okay, I'm starting to get real tired of people talking about Halle being pregnant because
Halle Bailey.
Yes, you haven't seen this. It's just like every
days. I've seen it everywhere, but like, who cares?
This is the thing. I'm like, one, if she is, let her be. Yes, she's young. It's like, oh no, Halle, no. We don't like her boyfriend, but that's us just being old heads. Let
Who's
her be.
Boyfriend?
I guess some YouTuber that, like, just seems... I don't know. I don't really know that much about him. But anyway, the point is, people don't like him. People are scared. She's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, also, if she's not pregnant, and she just looks bigger in certain pictures and photos, y'all just out here being rude.
Can I add on one thing to that?
Go,
This is
please.
Something I was going to talk about as well. And I'm so glad you brought it up, because I was going to bring up Georgia Smith.
Who's that?
Georgia Smith? Okay, so she is a UK-based like R&B singer, and you've definitely heard so many, a lot of her songs. You probably just don't know her name. And there have been photos that came up recently of her, and she hasn't been photographed in the media for a while, and she's put on like a little bit of weight, and everyone is saying like, what happened? God forbid a fucking woman eats.
And also, even if something did happen, like, sometimes people like to mask their, like, their insatiable appetite for mess as concern.
Yes! Yes! It's like faux concern.
Like, you don't really care. You just want to know, like, oh, is there tea behind why you look this way? You know? And it's like, and the reason that I would be more inclined to think that is because we don't know this person.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know who the heck this person is. If I saw a photo of a before and after, I'd be like, oh, dang. Okay, whatever. But, like, I don't know this person. So me being concerned about them is only but so truthful, if I'm being honest with myself.
Yeah, yeah. That's real. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just, yeah.
And it's always like, but we're just so worried about her health. And it's like, shut up.
Girl, you are saying this. You just ate a handful of M&Ms. You haven't brushed your teeth all day. You maybe shower every other day. Have you taken water at all? Not the water that's in the juice. Have you drank actual H2O?
Damn.
Have you asked yourself if you had a vegetable today? Maybe some fruit. So why are you talking about somebody else's health when you get wasted every other weekend? And we know how bad alcohol is for us. And I'm not sitting here acting like I'm a pillar of health. I got a joint in one hand and muscles in the other. You know, I like to work out. I like to feel strong. And I like to eat well, too. I'm surrounded by fruit right now and veggies. But also,
surrounded by fruit.
I like to smoke weed. So there's no room for me to assume anybody's health based off of how they look.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's so, like, just leave women alone. Like, why are we all, like, imposing on women?
Just stop.
Yeah.
Imagine. It's not your body. You don't get to have an opinion about it. What? That's crazy.
That's crazy talk.
That's actually wild. Or you get to have an opinion about it, but you don't need to share it.
There you go.
Or you put it in the group chat. A lot of y'all, it's giving a lot of y'all don't have group chats.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's some wild shit that I see that I'm like, the messy part of me. Sapphic fire and a baguette. Listen. Yeah. Any other, you know, like, you name your group chats. Like, I have so many different group chats. Some of them you will just send memes back and forth, or it'll be quiet for months, and then all of a sudden,
when everyone's on their phones at the same time,
magic happens. And I want that for all of you.
Once. Yeah,
I want that for all of you, because damn.
So that's the episode. No, honestly, like, there's no other way to put it. I
have very strong feelings. Yeah.
No, as you should, especially about topics like this. I feel that everyone has just been imposing on women for the longest time, and it's just shut.
You don't gotta do this.
Shut.
And if you wanna do it with your friends in real life.
There you go. Well. See ya. Okay. No. I think that just about rounds up what I want to talk about this week. I guess we could move on to the email section of our episode. After a quick little break, so we'll be right back. Talk to you soon.
Maybe.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Hi.
This part of our episode, we will be diving into a specific email that someone sent in. Someone named Chantel, pronouns they, she, so...
Impossible.
So,
let me sing it now.
So that's Chantel with an S.
Song?
Yes. Chantel that sent one in is with a C. If anyone doesn't know that song, you are missing out on some pop treasure, pop R&B treasure. So look up Chantel. Chantelle.
Years ago, someone told me I should take.
What actually, did she also come out with a song called T-shirt?
There was another song, yeah.
T-shirt.
Years ago, someone told me I should take. I should take caution when it comes to love. Okay. I did. I did, and you were right, and I was wrong. My mistake. I was careless. I forgot. I did. Sing it with me now, y'all. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone and so effortlessly. You can run. You can go ahead. Tell them. Tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops. Write it on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Tell them I was happy and my heart is broken. All my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would.
No, we got you.
Yeah, Dennis, I went to school for music.
Yeah, I forgot about that, honestly.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So that was Khadijah's
I have a hard time singing pop music.
It's hard.
It's stressful. It's hard. It's hard to sing pop. I have a hard time with it.
Yeah. You have to have like a...
You see that video? That girl, Renee Rapp and Jennifer Hudson singing Dangerously in Love? And it was like, wait a minute. Who was Renee?
Yeah.
And then,
no, honestly, like
Jennifer, how you gonna let her eat you up on your own stage?
Those...
Like, Jennifer is a Broadway belter.
Yeah,
her voice is different.
Yes,
this is why I don't be singing pop music like that, and this is why I sung that song four keys below the actual one, because if I'm up here like impossible, I can't do it. It sounds crazy.
It sounded
crazy coming out of my mouth just now.
Yeah, those that song was not meant for either of those voices.
Yeah, you have to have a certain type of voice and a certain type of agility. Not saying you can't have agility with a big voice, but it's just different.
And if anyone else wants any lessons, you will have to contact Khadijah on a different email for any inquiries.
I did teach voice lessons for a little while there. Yeah,
there you go.
I'd love to teach about the voice. Okay, anyway, sorry.
No, you're good. That was a good little intermission.
Long-ass interlude.
As a B-side. All right, so let's hop into this email. So it comes in from Chantel. That's where we got Darrell.
So long ago.
Chantel. So Chantel says, first I want to say how happy I am that y'all are back. The show brightens my week, and I'm so looking forward to any and all content you put out together. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. I love hearing that. And they continue to say, my question for you both is, as a fellow leftover millennial, well, technically I'm a Gen Z millennial cusper, I was wondering how/if you have found a place in the world for yourselves, and how do you define personal success beyond traditional ideals? For example, having a steady career, buying a house, getting married. Ugh. Close parentheses. And they continue to say, I'm rapidly approaching the age of 25, and the last few years I've really struggled with my sense of self and sense of belonging. I think your early 20s is a massively performative, transformative time for personal growth and discovery, but I can't help but feel as if I should be further along in my life and my goals than I currently am. And sometimes the feeling of being behind in life can get super overwhelming. Personal ramblings aside, I guess I'm just looking for reassurance that life gets better and that there's something to look forward to. Any advice or thoughts on navigating this time would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for reading. Looking forward to the next episode.
Okay, can we break this down in chunks?
Absolutely.
I'm already getting lost.
Don't worry.
I got distracted because my hair was doing something.
You're like, I actually wasn't listening at all. You're like, I'm still singing Chantel. Okay.
Mentally, I'm in 2007 with Chantel.
Chantel says, I was wondering how/if you have found a place in the world for yourselves and how you define personal success beyond traditional ideals.
Okay. Ooh, girl.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So I think that I have found a place for myself in my current world. And I think it really depends on where you are in your life personally, just whether or not you're able to say that as well. Like, I feel like I've had to not only, like, build a table for myself, but also build a chair and then take a seat at the table instead of mm-hmm. having the table already made for me mm-hmm. and a seat made for me. So I guess that's where privilege comes into play about like contextually where you are in life. I also think that it's like an ebb and a flow. Like you're not always going to feel as if you have found a place in the world. You'll always feel, at least my personal experience, I've always felt like an ebb and a flow of that. Like I've never really felt completely secure in a place in the world. That makes sense. And how I define personal success, I think the first thing that came to mind was the people that I surround myself with. So it's always nice to, and I don't really know how else to say it because I guess it's just like a retail mindset, but taking inventory of your life is really important to me, and making sure that I take time to do that, just to make sure that I can pinpoint where certain feelings are coming from if I'm feeling a certain kind of way about mm-hmm. the people that I surround myself with or like the things that I'm doing. I would say defining personal success would be to be able to look at your life and say that you're content with where you're at. So it's not necessarily like a monetary standpoint or anything like materialistic. Like I said previously, the way that people, the people and quality of people that I surround myself with really ties into my personal success, because I've always been a very like a connection type of person. So that's that.
Mm-hmm. So that's me.
Khadijah, if you want to take a go at the question.
The first part was, how do you define success, or how have I been able to carve out paths? Weed whacking my way through them and just kind of being like, well, let's go this way for a while. Oh, that didn't work. Let's go this way. Oh, that still didn't work. Let's go this way. It's frustrating. It's ashy. I'm irritated most of the time because of it. But I also know that I like to work hard for the things that I have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that I have an extremely reliable work ethic. So that's come into play for part of me learning to trust the process and just trust that, like, I will be able to make a path or make the table and the seat and figure it out. Even if it's annoying that I have to do that, I'd rather do that than follow someone.
Mm.
If that makes sense. I want to be able to make a path of my own. And I used to, like, say that but then resent doing it, and now I'm just realizing, like, it just is what it is. It's not personal, it's drag, you know. It just is what it is, and like I'm fine to be annoyed about it some days more than others, and that helps me be honest with myself about where I'm at and not pretend that things are fine when they're not, because making your own pathway, making your own place in the world, it's frustrating sometimes. It can feel lonely. It can feel isolating. It can feel exhausting. How I guess I also measure success, though, kind of like Dennis, it's in a few ways. So with work, I do measure it in a material way, because that's how I know that I'm doing well in my work, not necessarily in me as a person and my creativity and who I am as a human. I'm really fighting and learning to separate the two of those things, because I have an enmeshment relationship with work that I need to sort out. But I'm learning more and more that, it doesn't devalue me as a person when my work, if I make a video, let's say, and it doesn't perform as well, but I understand or can better conceptualize the material success when it does do well, if that makes sense. Knowing that either way, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, and sometimes it'll do well and sometimes it won't. That's just the ebb and flow, like you were saying, of things. And then with friends, I think more importantly, the people that I surround myself with as well is how I've realized what kind of place I'm at. And it feels good. It feels quote unquote successful. I'm very grateful for the people that I have in my life, for the people that I get to talk to, for Yeah, just the relationships that I have, because everyone that I know, I feel very inspired by. Everyone that I'm close to, I feel very inspired by, and like I'm constantly like feeling proud of my friends and the people around me. So it's nice to feel in that company and just, yeah, having people that you can rely on and have a nice community with. I had like a fun little three-way chat with a few of my friends yesterday night, and it was just like so cute. It was just like a before bed, like, yeah, let's just catch up on the week. Like, and yeah, I really love that. So yeah, sorry, that was such a long way to answer.
No, I love that, especially the last part where you said you did a three-way call with some friends. I really think that we're supposed to be experiencing life together, you know?
I used to do that all the time when I was in... We were talking about how we haven't done that since, like, middle school or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Talk on the phone with your friends. I talk on the phone with my friends for, like, 2 hours. We already spent all day at school together. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, girl. But we're, it was just fun. Or even my friends that still lived in Georgia, I would talk to them.
Yeah, exactly.
When I moved, because it was, like, a way to stay connected. I love it. Like, I love building community. I love building, like... Yeah, just, like, people around you that, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just nice. Like, it's just a nice, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, my other friend, who's, like, a newer friend, came over the other day because we were trying to make sure we see each other more often and, like, put genuine effort into the friendship because we're new friends. And I just made, like, a chicken pot pie, and her ass is gluten-free, dairy-free, everything. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make you a separate little something-something. So we just like hung out. She just like sat in the kitchen while I cooked, and it was just nice to like cook for somebody else and just talk and like.
Those are literally
Love is Blind clips, and it was just nice to do that and just relax. Like
those are my favorite. I just love my friends. Yeah, I agree as well. So Chantel continues to say, I am rapidly approaching the age of 25, and the last few years I've really struggled with my sense of self and sense of belonging. I think your early 20s is a massively transformative time for personal growth and discovery, but I can't help but feel like I should be further along in my life
and girl, my goals no, that I currently stop.
Am. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. You shouldn't. You don't need. You're 24 going on 25. When I tell you I'm a 31-year-old teenager, don't play with me.
Yeah, yeah, no, same.
I'm a 31-year-old baby, okay?
Yeah.
You will feel like that for the rest of your life, so just get comfy with her. Don't deny that feeling. Don't try to act like it's not there, because it'll just get stronger and show up in ways that you might not want or realize. But I definitely say get comfortable with the feeling of always being like, nothing, what is going on in the world?
Yeah,
because it just feels like that.
And, so a saying that someone taught me recently was comparison is the thief of joy. And ooh, you never want to do that, as guilty as I am of doing that myself.
Same. Same.
You really have to reel yourself in when you tell yourself something like that, because all of a sudden you'll look at your life and then you'll be 45. And then you'll still be comparing. You'll still be comparing yourself to other people. At what cost? You literally spent the last, 25 years comparing yourself.
But not even just comparing yourself, paying attention to what everybody else was doing instead of what you should be doing to make yourself not feel that way.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's a hard lesson to learn. There's like a question I think Oprah asked people that I love, which is like, and you know, we have our criticisms of Oprah. Don't play with me.
We do.
There are questions that she, one of them being, you know, what's the hardest lesson you've had to learn? The thing that keeps coming back over and over again. Every time you think you've learned it, and it comes back again and in different forms until you finally figure out what exactly is the root of it. You can get to the root of a lot of this stuff when you're younger. Because you also have a lot more time.
Yeah.
You have a lot more time than you realize. And also, like, yeah, I don't know. I just like... Welcome to the Stoner Philosophy section.
Woo!
Time to spark up. All right. Listen. We are all going to die. Die. Literally die. D-I-E, die. Dead in the ground, cremated, compost. You are not going to be here. You don't know where you're going to be. Spread out across the universe. Heaven, hell, whatever you believe. you're not going to be on this plane anymore one day. You don't have to just know that. Because there's that saying, knowing is only rumor till it lives in the muscle. You can know a lot of things, but until you live and experience it, it's only rumor. Until you fold into yourself and truly understand and believe, not just know, but believe that you are going to die one day, you will sweat a lot of the small stuff for no reason, and it will freak you out. And I'm just saying that as, like, I'm talking to you as I would want to be talked to, spoken to. So you can take any of this with a grain of salt because it might not even be applicable. But that's something that I've had to do for myself a lot of times is really understand I do not know when I'm going to be taken from this planet. And it's gut-wrenching feeling. It makes me sick to my stomach sometimes. It makes me anxious. But it also makes me try things. It also forces me to go, just fucking go. Just do it. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. You have your own pace, your own time, your own whatever. And I've been very impatient for a lot of stuff to happen for me, which denies me seeing the things that are already happening for me. It can, when you're distracted by what everyone else has versus what you don't have, you know, the happiest people aren't happy because they understand happiness. They're happy because they're grateful. They practice gratitude. Maybe what you do is get yourself a gratitude journal. That's what I did before COVID started. And ooh, every day, those. Either at the beginning or the end of the day, just like a tiny little notebook, I'd write down three things I was grateful for, even if it was ashy. Even if the day fucking sucked, I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm grateful for this. I would begrudgingly do it. Truly, I would do it with an attitude. But it was nice for me. Sorry. Anyway.
No, I don't know what else to add to that. Honestly, I would say try as much as you can. Given the, well, I don't know much context about your situation, Chantal, but I think when you're able to stay up until like 3 a.m. at your age of 24, you have a lot of energy and like time to do things that you might want to try when you're older, so might as well just try now.
Or learn things. Learn the things. Try the things. Take a class you want to take if you have the money to do it.
Yeah.
Like, do that online, whatever. Like, do it. You can. Because when you get older, you're like, why was I so scared? Like, people really do say it. Youth is wasted on the young. Because we're all so anxious when we're young. And I'm like, I constantly have to sit and tell myself, I'm 31. I'm still young. Khadija, go out there and do the whatever the fuck you want to do while you're still young and able to.
Yeah, that's so real.
Whatever it looks like.
And also, if you never start, how will you know? That's it.
If you never start, paralysis, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You can find all the excuses in the world. And I'm saying this as somebody who is currently trying to work on some sort of project involving pole dancing and opera. And when I tell you the last few weeks, I've been like, just kill me. I'm creatively constipated. I hate everything. Yeah. And then yesterday I had to be like, Khadija, just start writing shit. What's wrong with you? You're going to be here all day if you just sit there looking at the paper, talking about how you can't do it, or looking at what everyone else is doing on their sheets of paper.
Yeah.
You can find inspiration from people. You can be motivated. You can learn from people. Yes! Yes! But you eventually have to just do it. And you have to keep doing it, even when you suck, even when you fail, even when it's ashy. Because part of it is also just determination. You kind of have to be a stubborn asshole about the things that you want in this world.
You do. Yeah, you really do. And you kind of have to be, like, unapologetic about it. Almost delusional. Delulu is coming up all the time.
People keep saying Delulu, and I really want radical delusion to take center. Remember when we were talking about radical delusion in the first or second season?
Yeah, yeah.
It's radical delusion.
She's here. Yeah.
You let radical delusion enter the room, okay? That's what I do. I do fake interviews all the time. I do fake interviews where I'm interviewing people that I really would love to talk to and get to know. Pretending I'm hosting a show. I be talking to myself.
Yeah.
It's called manifest. I'm kidding. But yeah, I don't know. You have to, if you don't believe what you're doing,
who will?
You can't rely on other people to believe in it more than you.
There you go.
You can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So be your own advocate.
There you go. I've been telling so many people that recently, and it's, you have to stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it takes practice.
Yeah. So, Chantel, I really think that life gets better. Life does get better, really, because does. You honestly just give less of a fuck. You start Truly. To stick to your own lane.
Oh,
carve your own path, whatever mm-hmm. idiom else you want to say. And you have so many more things to look forward to, because with time comes experience, and you just have to just live life and stop trying to live life through someone else's lens. You should just focus on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up.
Hope it helped.
Yeah. I really hope that helped. Khadijah, that was inspiring. Can I say that?
Oh, thank you.
That was like, no, I felt empowered. That was good.
I really meant it. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Whoa, that was crazy. well, on that note, I think we're going to...
My next career path.
Motivational speaker.
If only it wasn't tied to scamming so much. I'm good.
I just realized that.
Should I not have said that?
No. Because I honestly think that's... same goes for like self-help books. I just think it's like,
you know, I'm worried that a lot of you are relying on people to need help. Like, yeah. Yes, there's always going to be someone that needs help, but it shouldn't be the same people coming to you over and over again. Like, you, if your mission is to actually heal and help people, then people should be able to heal and move on from you and take your teachings and go prosper somewhere else, not constantly be coming back to get their next fix.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a crutch. Yeah. Well, that we'll save that for another episode.
Yes, we will.
It was very nice chatting with you guys this week. If you want to follow us on any socials, follow Khadijah at Khadijah Mbo on Instagram and any other social platform. Follow my Instagram if you so feel inclined to, at Pocky Poppy on Instagram.
Pocky Poppy.
And we also have a Patreon, guys. We'll have it linked in the description, but it is generally just like the Leftover Millennials on any social platform. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Ding. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.